You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts on Smoke Radio.
Welcome back, and you're listening to The Football Hour Extra Time with me, Dom Betts. We're going to be discussing everything Fulham on this Fulham podcast. We're going to be discussing the holding midfield position, what on earth is going on there, the defending, because it's Fulham, and Fulham haven't been able to defend for the last four seasons. Wing-backs, the only position that's actually benefiting Fulham or playing well. And also looking at their recent fixtures, such as Burnley on Tuesday night. Looking forward to Bristol City on Saturday. And also looking at their recent midweek fixtures since the last Fulham podcast reviewing the QPR games, such as Blackburn away and Leeds away, as well as having Middlesbrough at home. So starting off, we have the holding midfield position. In my opinion, it should be Scott Parker and Ryan Tunnicliffe when fit. Because obviously Scott Parker can't play two games in a week, and he can't play more than 70, 80 minutes. But the thing that frustrates me the most about this is Jamie O'Hara. He's on a one-year contract, hasn't been renewed, hasn't been extended. So why is he playing over the likes of Lasse Vigen Christensen and Emerson Heyman in the role he usually plays, which is either a box-to-box midfielder like Tunnicliffe does, or a deep-lying playmaker role with his long-distance balls that don't do anything, which Heyman and LBC could easily do as well as he can. Because Baird could be our spare defensive midfielder, anchorman, ball-winning midfielder over Scott Parker. So Jamie O'Hara for me is just an irrelevant player because he's not good. Like, he's not better than what we've got. So why should he be starting? Why is he winning so many man-the-match awards this season? He's only good when we're winning. When we're losing, you can tell he's a terrible, terrible player. I've had enough of Fulham fans because they want to start Jamie O'Hara over at Emerson Heyman, who, when he's played this season, has played exceptionally, exceptionally well. Why would we start O'Hara over Ryan Tunnicliffe? Ryan Tunnicliffe, before he got injured, was probably, bar Kearney and McCormack and Dembele, our best player. And obviously Chris Baird, he is a club legend, but he is just a good spare defensive midfielder. And also Rohan Ince, right? Rohan Ince, where has he gone? He's supposed to be a quality anchorman, but he just seemed to have disappeared in the last month or so. I haven't seen features since his debut. So going on to our defending, Michael Maddall on the right, Dan Byrne in the middle, and Fernando Amorebieta on the left. So we have Maddall and Amorebieta as two ball-playing centre-backs, and then Dan Byrne as your more classic, original, get-the-ball-away centre-back. And in my opinion, Dan Byrne should be a reserve centre-back. He shouldn't be starting for a team whose realistic aims at the start of a championship season should be promotion or playoffs. But, however, Michael Maddall, who we signed in January, who's been one of these moneyball signings, one of these statistical signings, who we've signed obviously based on stats, he's been amazing so far. His debut was against Queen's Park Rangers, and his standing tackles were absolutely exceptional. I haven't seen a better debut from a centre-half in a Fulham shirt in a long, long while. He's probably our best defensive signing since the Hanglin and Hughes era. And then on paper, we have the likes of Richard Stearman and Tim Ream. And somehow, they're not starting over Dan Byrne. I know Ream wouldn't be a central centre-back in the back three. He'd be on the left-hand side where Morbietta has been playing since he's been recalled. But Richard Stearman, on paper, should be a much better centre-back than Dan Byrne. It's because he won Wolves Player of the Season last year, and they nearly got playoffs. And where did Fulham finish? Oh, bottom half of mid-table. Just, it makes no sense. And where is Tim Ream? I haven't seen him feature in ages. Maybe Djokanovic just doesn't like him. Anyway, moving on to a positive, our wing-backs. I've been very, very impressed with them recently. Fredericks obviously won the penalty against Reading last Saturday in the 2-2 draw at the Majewski Stadium. And Garbs obviously got an assist against Burnley midweek when he crossed it and Dembele chested it in the back of the net. And he played exceptionally, exceptionally well against Queen's Park Rangers. So wing-backs, continue what you're doing. Fredericks, keep playing well. Garbs, keep playing well. Next up, we're going to be looking at Fulham's recent fixtures. So, since my last podcast, we've played Blackburn away, which I'd rather not talk about because we were just terrible in general. Garbutt was terrible. Just everyone was terrible. There's nothing positive to take from that game. And then another meet win game we had after that was Leeds, which finished 1-1. A goal from Tom Kearney, who's just been brilliant recently. You know, he scored three goals in three games, I believe. Or four goals in four, something like that. Unbelievable. He's been our best player this season. and in my opinion better than Dembele, because he creates so much, and we finally realise his best position is being played through the middle in the number 10 position, like where Mesut Ozil plays. He's the Scottish Mesut Ozil. But he's just been unreal. And in between, obviously, those two midweek league games up north, we did have Charlton, which we won 3-0, I believe, with two goals from Tom Kearney as well. So, yeah, 4-4. Then after that, we did have Middlesbrough at home, which was, yes, as you can say, an anomaly, or maybe not an anomaly if you actually use your brain, because we were just poor. Albert Adoma absolutely ruined Dan Burn in that game, which I was not happy about whatsoever. It was on Hong Kong TV, thankfully, so I could actually watch the game, watch the 90 minutes of football. And yeah, Dan Burn was just terrible. So I would give Richard Stearman a chance in the middle, not playing out wide like he did in the game against Middlesbrough because of Fernando Morrieta sending off. And talking about Fernando Morrieta, he has been amazing since he's come back. As a ball-playing central defender on the left-hand side, I know he's not the quickest, but he has been amazing because he's good on the ball, whereas Dan Burn is just slow and occasionally wins headers. And after Middlesbrough, we did have Reading, which finished 2-2, as I mentioned. Ryan Fredericks won a penalty, which Ross McCormack then finished. And the scoring was started by Fulham with a goal from Moussa Dembélé. So obviously 2-2 because he got a goal against Burnley midweek as well. But looking forward to the Bristol City game this weekend, it's a must win. They're near us in the table. If they beat us, they probably go above us. And it's Bristol City. It's Bristol City. Come on, it's Bristol City. They're not better than us. And four players have been haunting them season. So hopefully, Ryan Fredericks, for the few weeks he was there, can haunt them and get a few assists for a lovely 3-0 victory. I'm not saying that's my prediction, but hopefully we can get a good win against them, because if we play with the against QPR, we will destroy them. So yeah, that's been this week's Fulham podcast. I've been Dom Betts. You've been listening to Football Out Extra Time.